Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of Smoking Fire. I'm your host, Fuego, LK the God, the Shogun in the 01. I'm here with some very great co-host. But before I get to my co-host, thank you for subscribing everywhere, liking, commenting, telling your friends about Fire Squad, saying some kind words. Please continue to hit up the Linktree at Linktree/Fire Squad. That's Linktree/FIYASQUAD. We gets busy. Now to my co-host. We have the man, the sports commentator himself. If you see him at a sports bar, you will not go far. The Dirty Bird himself.
Neither will I.
The Falcon. Michael Vick Fred. Yeah, I was going to make that sound. B-Mac, Mac-Meezy. And we have in the background rolling up some stuff. The stickiest of the icky.
And I will also be doing some dabs to validate my name. Oh, it's your boy, Dab Daddy Don. Yeah. And what's good?
You don't introduce you, I introduce you. I was doing it for dramatic effect. Okay. You ruined it. Okay. Now I have to restart. Back in my sultry voice. The man who has the voice that is of an angel, but it sounds like an angel from hell because he's sick. Short throat. He's not on camera right now, but he's rolling up. The stickiest of the icky. The CEO of Leaf Track. Dab Daddy Don. He's dabbing the daddy. He's your dab daddy. All right, first, let's talk about Power.
Yep.
Tommy. It's heating up. Niggas killing each other. Every episode. It's really dope. Rest in peace to Grandma. She ain't deserve to go out like that.
I hated Grandma.
She was cool though.
She's racist.
Whose grandmother isn't?
Babe. I smiled, bro. I smiled and laughed when that shit happened. I hated that old lady.
I don't like the fact that not Miguel, but her son kind of looks crazy now because he ain't really do nothing that bad.
Bro, he is the weakest drug kingpin I've ever seen in my life.
You can't let this white man just walk into the funeral just talking trash to people. Like, that's crazy. So they got revenge on the killer of the little boy. I'm horrible with names, so I can't really say his name.
What little boy?
The little boy that got killed.
Somebody, the one Diamond was a.
Yeah.
He didn't get revenge.
He get revenge?
Nope.
Is it it?
Nope. Because they said that the boy.
Oh, he was part of the. Okay,
he was a dude, nephew.
Yeah.
What's the dude's name?
He drowned his father.
Yes.
He drowned the boy father.
I like that.
Kind of in cold blood, but whatever. Like, you can't just drown people.
I mean, he was a snitch. He ratted on him to his PO, which made him have to kill his PO.
Now, is that Dirty Mac?
That's the dirtiest of Mac. I mean, that. You killed him? He went over that John saw that he was with his girl. Mm-hmm. The girl that you stole from him, mind you. And then you just killed him.
Well, I mean, he snitched on you, so. Still a girl from you.
No. If she No, she's not his.
Okay. I'm about to say, like, it didn't take much convincing for her to pop.
Oh, no. She ain't like him anyway.
She's beautiful, though. I fuck with her. She might be, like, one of the nicest looking women on Power. There's a long list, but she's on the list now.
What's her name?
I don't know. Does she have it? I don't know. I don't know. She I don't remember. I'm sure she does.
if this was BMF, she wouldn't have had a name.
where's my husband, Meech? Where's my husband? All right. Yeah, man. How do you feel about Tommy's girlfriend? New girlfriend.
Oh, her.
I'm horrible with names.
I guess this is the only like path that he hasn't tried. Let me just get somebody who's just already in the mix this time, and let's see how this goes. It's not gonna go well, because Tommy's cursed.
Yeah.
I mean, for the part that she plays, she's cool. She don't do too much. I mean, she's like she's the thing. Because Tommy, you know, he's a secret agent, serial killer, Superman at this point. The women in his life are just there to keep him grounded. Like, just give him something to be attached to because he doesn't love anybody. Like, he's unkillable. Like, well, you have this is what makes him human. You got to give him a love interest that's going to fail every season.
I think it would have been a whole lot worse if she was like, ask Tommy about Holly instead of...
Right. Ask about LaKeisha. I'm like, why did you say that?
LaKeisha?
Right.
Ask about Holly.
Tasha killed LaKeisha. Like, that. Tommy was angry about that. He was upset.
Right.
He murdered Holly and his unborn child. Like, why didn't we say that one?
Yeah.
It was stupid. How you feel about seeing your man Dre from The Shy having sex scenes?
Your man Dre
from The Shy, bro. That nigga, he put her up on that desk. Well, bro, I can't watch this.
That clearly shows that whatever showrunners at 50 Cent actually pay attention to what people say about their show on social media.
You think
media.
50 Cent watches The Shy?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think, bruh, these are most of the people from The Shy on the show.
If he watched The Shy, he wouldn't have put her in a sex scene, bruh.
But I'm saying how people be like, you know, oh, she from the, I can't see her being this because she from The Shy and she's something else on here. But I'm kind of like,
Now I'm like, is she gay in real life?
I don't know. I don't know. But that sex scene wasn't very convincing. It looked forced.
It was gross.
Like the title of the show.
It was gross.
Whatever. Whatever else happened.
Tommy inevitably. You could just all of these shows, you just know what's gonna happen. You knew at the beginning of the show that this was the episode Tommy was gonna find out who the snitch was.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The episode before the season finale, dog.
Yeah, that's just when everything.
What you think he gonna do to Vic?
He has to kill him.
He's going to kill him.
Vic has no story left. The only story that he had, hopefully he gets to kill his sister before he go out, but I don't think she's gonna die this season.
Vic might fuck around and live.
He can't live.
I can see him like,
if he lives, he has to like go to Russia or something. He can't live.
Witness protection?
If he goes to witness protection, that means Tommy got ratted on.
He go to witness protection. I can see it happening.
If he's in witness protection, Tommy's in jail. I can't see him making it. If they can figure out a way for him to get out of this situation alive and it makes sense, the best show on earth. He cannot get out of this situation.
I think he's going to get out of it. I really do.
He had to get on a boat, one of them hide in a cargo container and go to it.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. The show is almost over. One more episode left, then we get back to Raising Kanan.
December 1st, yep. December I like Tommy. A lot of people don't like Force. I like this genre. Like, I've really been enjoying this season.
It's cool. I fuck with it.
It's way better than BMF. If you like BMF and you don't like Tommy, you're racist.
Well, the thing about BMF is the first season.
Other than the fact that it's terrible.
Phenomenal. And the first season of Tommy was ass.
It was. Yeah.
So it kind of. The season two of Tommy is dope. Season two of BMF is not that good. Tell me how you feel in the comments. What else? What else happened this episode?
Tommy found out that man's sister told him that he's trying to kill you. Tommy knew that already, though.
Yeah.
But now he knows it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boss wants me dead. I wanted him dead anyway, so... Yes, now I can hit the gas on that. I'm guessing by the end, Tommy's going to have his position with Tommy and Diamond. Mm. Pretty sure they're going to make Tommy and Diamond go through some sort of breakup.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they keep hitting towards it. Hmm. Even though it would make no sense because Diamond ain't that type of dude. He a good dude. He wouldn't just start taking his brother's side all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. He not that. But I feel like the writers on these shows, they would just find some contrived way to just make him flip. Mm-hmm. I like my brother now all of a sudden, even though 2 weeks ago he was
That did kind of happen very quick how they just got cool again.
2 months ago I boxed him and we split up. 2 weeks ago he was a crackhead. Now I believe him.
2 weeks ago he was a crackhead.
Literally 2 weeks ago on that show he was a crackhead.
Hey,
he was having withdrawals last week.
He got clean really fast.
Really fast.
Very fast. Yeah, I think that's everything in Tommy.
I just don't need to see her in any more sex scenes.
Yeah, that was kind of forced. That was super forced.
What's the name of the show?
Yeah. Double Entendre. Don't ask me.
Hey.
Thanks, sir. Oh. All right. Moving on to sports. We start with football. Kirk Cousins got hurt for the rest of the season.
Tank for Caleb.
Tank for
That's
Caleb.
What I say, dude. They're trying to win the game right now, stupidly. They're on their third quarterback
what
right now.
What pick do they have?
They got, like, what, 4 wins right now? I don't know how many fucking wins they got, but they need the first pick.
Oh, shit. Yeah, tank for Caleb. We're in a race for Caleb right now. Caleb Williams, he already got NIL deals, getting money already. Already talking crazy, talking about he want. What did he say? He wanted something.
Hard ownership. That's what they said. He never said the words, but that's what they reported. He reportedly wants partial ownership of whatever team drafts him. Nobody's going to get that, bro. Like,
okay. I don't know anything about sports. You let me know when that kind of contract
is. It's not going to. We're just now at a point where football players, only quarterbacks, are getting fully guaranteed contracts. Mm-hmm. What they're not going to do is give you partial ownership, not even 1%, just for you to leave in free agency when they're inevitably trash. Because you're going to be the first pick taken to a terrible team.
Hey, did you see the it was a blowout at first, the game this morning, Miami. It was blowout at first, but Miami came back, brought it in within a touchdown. But, yo, that was crazy. Even with Mahomes' receivers, they had frying pans for hands, but he still managed to score 3 touchdowns.
Who did he throw it to? Because Travis Kelce, he doesn't play well when Taylor Swift
he didn't
isn't
have
there.
A lot of, he didn't have
he
a lot
had
of
3
catches.
Taylor wasn't there. He's some shit.
I think Watson scored 1. Tony didn't play. Hardman didn't do much. What's that other nigga? They just Rice.
I saw that one. Yeah.
And there's another receiver, too. They got a bunch of young receivers. So in key moments, they don't really perform that well, or most moments, they don't perform that well. But I really wish they had at least, I really wish Pat Mahomes had at least 1 more target.
I don't.
I do.
I don't want to see them win.
Why not?
I hate them.
Why?
Patrick.
You should root for good football teams, too, not just trash ones.
That was not mean.
It was accurate.
It's accurate, though.
That doesn't mean it wasn't mean.
Yeah.
It's accurate, though.
Mean, necessarily mean.
That was not mean. We all know that the Falcons, since their Super Bowl, have been cursed. All
right, we can change the subject.
Okay. I'm just saying, since their Super Bowl.
He said it again.
Julio Jones has 1 leg, and he plays for the Eagles now. And he's still catching touchdowns, though. Shout out to Julio.
Touchdown, singular. Fuck you.
Wow. That's hate.
It is.
That's hate.
I don't even know who Julio Jones is.
Wow. But,
like, when you don't leave and go to a division rival, like, fuck Brett Favre.
Oh, Lord.
That's what we do.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know what? No, he went to the Jets before he went to the Vikings, so. I believe. Yeah. But yeah, you don't just go right to a divisional rival.
How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers coming back this season?
I hate Packers and Packers fans, so I would love it.
He looks pretty healthy.
Yeah, he had some kind of revolutionary Achilles surgery.
Yeah. He looks pretty healthy.
Like 40. 40, like 38, 39, 40.
He might be 39.
Brett Favre?
I don't know.
He might be 39.
He's trying to, yeah, he's, yeah.
He might just be 39. But I wouldn't bring him back this year, even if he was healthy, because you still didn't fix the problem that which I said was the problem this whole time, but people do disagree with me.
If they can make a playoff run, because their roster is good outside of Zach Wilson.
Great.
If he's, by the time he's ready to come back, if they're like 3 wins and nobody else needs to lose, like on their way to getting the playoffs, I'd play him.
The Jets have the type of roster that if they had the middle of the pack quarterback, let's say if they had, who's middle of the pack? Like Derek Carr. They'd be a goddamn Super Bowl team. Is Derek Carr in the middle of the pack? He's not in the top tier.
I think he's below I think he's below middle of the pack.
What?
Probably like.
Middle of the pack to me is like fucking Geno Smith.
He's a Pro Bowler last year.
Really?
Man.
He's not middle of the pack. You can't say he's top tier.
Geno Smith. He's not top tier. Like, if C is the middle of the pack, I put Geno B minus.
Okay.
We're going middle of the pack and C average. I say Derek Carr is a D plus.
Ooh.
Maybe C minus on a good day.
Fuck. Oh, well, middle pack to me is Garoppolo, and I think he's way better than Garoppolo.
Garoppolo is bottom tier.
Garoppolo is,
yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, they are terrible.
Jimmy Garoppolo just got benched for Aiden O'Connell. As soon as the coach got fired, they benched him. That tells you what everybody else in that room thought about Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's not my quarterback.
He's nobody's quarterback.
I didn't bring this nigga here. This not my quarterback. Who is this nigga?
Look, the niggas who been grinding, they know that nigga wasn't their quarterback.
So who was middle of the pack? I can't say Ryan Tannehill.
I would say him, but he's not been playing lately though. He's been hurt.
He's got
middle of the pack. I say
Kyler Murray.
It's hard injuries. I'm trying not to say anybody that's injured, but middle of the pack. Let me run through the teams.
Deshaun Watson.
He's been bad since he's been back. He was above middle of the pack. He was above average before.
When he was lit.
Yeah, when he was raping and being happy.
My!
He was molesting.
God!
Yeah, he was, yeah.
You can't say that word.
Molest.
Oh. You can't say the R word.
Oh, I didn't say that. I did.
Yeah, I think if the Jets had any of the middle of the pack quarterbacks, they'd be a wonderful team, because all they really need is a quarterback.
They'd be in playoff position, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I want Aaron Rodgers to come back and see what they do.
Yeah.
I want the Vikings to get Caleb Williams. I don't need any other bad teams getting in the way.
Caleb Williams. We'll see what
happens. The Vikings are about to beat the Falcons.
Third string quarterback.
They just scored a touchdown. There's fucking 20 seconds left. They will be up by 3. I'm not. Let's put that X button on that one. Yep. So. Hell.
Oh my God.
Maybe we can get Caleb Williams.
Hey, but y'all just got a first-round quarterback.
No, we didn't.
Yes, y'all did. Ritter.
Third.
He was a third round?
He was the second quarterback taken in that draft. He was a third. That should tell you why I don't care that he's not good, because he's not supposed to be.
He was a first-round QB.
In that weak quarterback draft, he was the second quarterback taken in the third round. First quarterback taken, Kenny Pickett, who's also at the end of his days as a starter. Desmond Ridder.
I like Kenny Pickett too.
Trash.
I like Kenny Pickett.
After Desmond Ridder, I think Sam Howell, Washington quarterback. I don't know enough about him to call him trash and all the quarterbacks in that draft.
I say this about Sam Howell. He can make the throws.
He can.
He can make the throws. I give it to him. All right. Do you think somebody should have got Devontae?
They should have traded him. Because he's being wasted right now.
Pretty much.
Like the coach himself, I mean the owner, Mark Davis, went in the room. It's like, I'm sorry we wasted y'all's season. Not going to trade you, though.
Not going to trade you.
But
anybody.
I'm sorry that we wasted your season.
Like, I would have loved for
the But DeMar the hater in me, I don't, like, if I was him, I wouldn't want to see anybody else get better off of my shit, so.
Like, could you imagine Devontae with Kansas City?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to do that.
That would be crazy, dog. Ooh, wee.
Anyway.
All right, yeah. On to basketball. James Harden is a Clipper.
He's still a bitch.
As a Clipper fan, I don't know what this means. Everybody saw how Terrence Mann's face looked when the nigga walked into the locker room. Like, damn, who That's is this like, nigga?
What the fuck you doing?
This nigga here.
We need you. As a Rocket fan, let me tell you, you are in for some disappointment.
Listen, I know.
Anybody who want to be on a super team that bad, bruh?
I know.
No.
Because listen, nothing James good will happen. He gives up on his team for playoff games. So I just look at it like we have enough pieces where he won't matter if he starts bitching and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about Russ is he's going to play hard no matter what. Even if he's shooting the basketball and it bounces off the top of the backboard.
How do you think Kawhi feels about this? Nigga.
Kawhi doesn't feel anything.
He's empty.
Kawhi feels as much as Neji feels after he died. He doesn't feel anything.
All right. He's the fucking supervillain today.
I'm just saying.
Fucking Falcons, bro.
So... Yeah, Wembanyama is a fucking gazelle. I've never seen a 7'5" player with handles and a 3-point shot and post moves, and he could rebound and he could defend the paint and defend the perimeter. Like, I don't know what this is. Greg Popovich might be part of the Illuminati. He can't keep getting away with this. Shouts to Aaron Paul. Who's your MVP this season?
Like by the end of the season?
Yes. Make a prediction. Be bold about it. Tell them how you feel. Tell them
based on what I know now.
Based on what you know. Who's your MVP?
Before the season started, I had Kevin Durant.
Oof.
Now,
Jokic.
Yep, again. Yep.
Again.
He should have had it last year.
I say
nobody on a super team is gonna get it. I don't know why I thought Kevin Durant was gonna go back to Jokic. Maybe Embiid because he lost harder and he's gonna have to play harder.
Nah, I don't think him. My pick is Luka. I'm gonna go Luka.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Luka.
He's so quiet, I forgot about Luka.
I'm going to go Luka, man.
I don't think he's going to do it.
They might not win enough games, but I'm going to go Luka. Because it can't be Giannis.
Nope.
It can't, because they're going to offset each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Luka.
How you feel about the in-season tournament?
I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't know what's going on. Apparently, if you win the tournament, you get money. Everybody gets like $500,000.
I think it's a good idea because it shows that they're trying. It's like, say, like, your football team is trash. And you're like, bro, we need a quarterback. Bro, we need a quarterback. And they actually go get a quarterback. Oh, you're actually trying. Thank you, organization. Thank you for actually knowing what the problem is and going out there and fixing it. But I think this is a good way for the league to see how doing unseeded playoffs would work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, say you could do your Nuggets versus your 76ers for 7 games. You know what I'm saying? To figure out a way for that to work. I think that'd be dope if they actually try to do it. So I think this is a good way to actually show, like, okay, how would this work? But I was kind of confused because one, nigga, it was only one day, and the next one ain't till November 14th, and I still don't even understand. I don't know who the fuck is playing.
It don't matter. Basketball is just one of those sports, and the purists is going to kill me for this. Basketball, the games don't matter until the last 2 minutes. The season doesn't matter until the last 2 weeks. You don't have to watch this shit right now. That's why they came up with an in-season tournament, both cameras. This shit doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's right.
It doesn't matter at all. Nobody cares about
Holy
basketball.
Holy fuck.
In fucking November. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
You
in
do only have to watch the last two.
Yep. I'm just going to not watch. Well, yeah. I mean, if your team is good, okay. I'm a Rockets fan.
It's true.
And it doesn't matter to me. So, you know, the last three, four weeks of the season, I'll get back in the swing of it. See where we stand.
Damn. That's so fucked up that it's true.
I mean, like, look at the layout of the league.
I actually know people who won't watch basketball until the playoffs.
Right, because there's no point. Like, look. Like, outside of injuries, we already know, like, the Bucks, super team, the Suns, super team, Clippers, super team, Lakers, LeBron, Nuggets, champs last year, MVP.
And like, niggas cannot beat the Nuggets.
Yeah, the Warriors. We know what teams are going to be there in the end. Like, the teams at the top, like, it's a partial parity issue. The teams at the top of the NBA... They are like insurmountable if you're not one of those like 5, 6, 7, 8 teams in that pocket. If it's even that many, it's not really like the NFL. That's why I'm not as big of a basketball fan as I'm a football fan. But this shit just don't matter until the end. So when you get the season down to that pocket of teams, then shit gets interesting. So fuck basketball until then. Like, if you're a fan of a regular team, like a Wizards fan, a Rockets fan,
well,
like any regular team, like, this is what it's just going
to
be.
I put it to you like this. As a basketball fan, I do watch games. I will watch a basketball game from start to finish. A lot of people find that abysmal. But I'm like, it's not necessarily fucking baseball or golf. Nothing happens.
If I watch a game, I could watch it.
You could watch a game of basketball. But there's a lot of games that they do air that aren't that good. So there's a lot of games you can skip. But the good thing about the in-season tournament is they brought good teams. You know what I'm saying? Let's watch some good teams play. Because if it was just like some... Well, they did have the Wizards play. But they're going to get eliminated anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, good games, good teams. It'll work. I can see it working.
Fuck basketball. Hit me up in 3 months.
Hey, man. Hey, man. We'll see what happens after the dunk contest and all that.
Yeah.
What's next? What's next on the list? What do we got?
Come on. Academics.
Well, I don't know much about the situation, but academics is getting cursed out by Queen Latifah after getting into some shit with Saucy Santana. It's hilarious. Because academics is funny. And he's always in some shit.
And he deserve it.
He's always in some shit. What do you know about the situation?
Academics, he talk a whole lot from behind his keyboard and shit. He talk a whole lot of shit. He'll talk shit to a woman in person. Not none of these niggas out here though, but yeah, he got a mouth on him. So he got in the mix with the wrong person.
The equalizer.
The equalizer. And they said he was gonna whip your ass and then fuck
you. No.
Yeah, okay, so it's not funny anymore.
That part right there, that
the Queen Latifah thing
was a bit much. And Queen Latifah,
she's only in it because, like she said, he says he gets all this shit off on women and you know all of that. But the thing that he worries about getting them canceled is talking back to a gay guy. And that's where we're at as a society.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, you can threaten to get physical with women, but you'll get canceled if you say something about a gay person. That's what he's scared of.
Yeah. I mean.
It's no, you know, protect black women and whatnot, but this is where we at.
It's crazy.
I hope it happens to him. Oop, can't say that.
Oh, my God. Nah. All right now.
That was a joke.
It was a joke. Refer to the tag in the front of the
Serious.
All right, man. What else we got? All right. Yeah. How do you feel about Kim K saying she needs a man nanny in the house because she wants her children to be around a male presence, although they have a father?
I think she's ignoring. First of all, I think her children are trying to tell her, at least North is trying to tell her, that she doesn't want a nanny at all. Kind of wants you to be in my life, Mom. You know, Dad's place is awesome. He doesn't have a nanny or chef or any of that shit.
He's just a real nigga.
He's just a real nigga. It's just me and him. We be in this bitch kicking it. I come over here and it's like nanny time. Okay.
I'm pretty
so
sure
your response was, let me get a male lit. Nanny.
I'm pretty sure it's fucking lit to, like, live with your dad who's a billionaire and single. Like, you probably dad, just chilling.
We're always the favorite anyway. So, like, you compound that with your mother being who she
Why
is.
Why do you think that is, that dads are usually the favorite?
I don't know. We just...
Okay.
Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's a man thing. Like, we just... I don't know, like, what it is. But, like, kids just... Like... Because, like, I would look at Courtney, for example, like, at home and how she be, how she moves, and I'd just be like,
He's like, Well, don't you get canceled.
Reminds me of my mother. I'd be like, nah, I ain't going like that. So she'll go off to bed. I'd be like, Masai. Like, he'll ask her for, like, I'm going to tell on myself.
Uh-oh.
Both cameras.
Okay.
He asks Courtney for, Courtney goes to bed before me at Masai. Mm. She tries to make him go to bed. Masai asked her for a cookie. It was like 9:30 after his bedtime. And she was like, no, you've had enough today. All of that. No. I suck.
Oh, my God.
That was a joke. But no, she told him no. And I was like, that ain't going to hurt nothing. I mean, he not a bad kid. He don't be jumping off the walls or nothing like past his bedtime. You put him in the bed and he'll go to sleep. Like, he, you know. So she went in the bed and... He went in there with her, and then he came out. He always comes out, because I'd be out there watching TV. He asked me for a cookie, because he knew I would give it to him. I gave him two. I gave him two.
Two cookies?
And the world didn't burn. Like, that's what mothers do. Like, the world will burn if I let you have any, like, ounce of fun, anything outside of the norm. No, we can't do that. I'm like, just once in a while. Like, yeah, I don't give them cookies after 9 o'clock, like, every day. Maybe once a week, but, yeah, mothers are just stringent and just...
Hit your ass with a stringent, mom.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's just so fucking rigid and shit, and I'm like, okay, I gotta be the... We can't both be the asshole parent. Like, that's what she wanted to be. It didn't, like... They'll try to make it seem like, oh, you always make me look like the asshole. Like, no. Y'all act like the asshole.
Yeah.
I gotta be the fun one. I gotta do the balance. Can't two assholes.
You're caught bad, cop.
Yeah, life will just not be fun.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the role that I just had to play because you wanted to be, you know, the tight-ass asshole.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Women just structure and... It's either they want too much structure or they just... Or they just be hoes. Men can be hoes too. It's not a woman thing. So y'all fathers out here, that's all I fuck y'all be doing too. But yeah. It hurts more when it's the mother, because niggas don't be wanting custody of their kids. So the mother be having most of it. And you gotta see your mom do some shit. Kids ain't stupid. Like, you know, like Jillo Jimmy, that nigga know his mother a hoe.
Oh my god, how would he know his father? How would he know his mother's a hoe? He's a little kid.
The kids are smart as shit.
Oh my god.
You know your mother and your father.
She can think all them niggas she bring home as his uncles.
Yep.
These all my uncles.
Uncles. There'll never be at the family reunion. Pops, you got a lot of female friends that I've seen naked accidentally. Like, okay.
Right. Son, you'll figure it out when you're older. You'll definitely figure out when you're older.
Hopefully not.
You'll
I want better for you.
You'll know. You'll know. You'll be like, oh, this is what my dad had going on back in the day. Oh, okay, okay. All right. What else is on the list? What else? What else we got? Oh, the jump.
What jump?
The situation.
Noise jump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm pretty sure you all have heard about the situation in Brooklyn.
One of the rare moments we get murders on film, man.
I've seen it. It was a situation of pure evil where I guess they had beef before, but...
Noise. My mom's live under y'all. Y'all got all these kids up here. It was like 8 people living in that junk, mm-hmm. making all this noise. Mm-hmm. They said the nigga was banging on the ceiling, trying to get them to shut up. It didn't happen, so mm-hmm. he had to escalate. He went up there, and we saw what happened. Yeah. We saw what happened.
Mm-hmm. They did 2 fatalities, I think, or 3, including the gunman.
I think the next day. He ended up getting smoked by the police.
The thing that I mean, first of all, rest in peace to everybody who was involved. I really wish this didn't happen, but situations do happen. And the thing that I took umbrage with was, I think it was the wife that was in the situation.
Mm-hmm. She did
2 things which really blew the hell out of me.
Didn't help anything.
But you gotta understand that, you know, in the heat of the moment, shit happens. You're thinking too fast, everything's moving quick, and you're gonna be who you really are in that moment. But I feel like, I don't wanna say it's all her fault, but if there was a catalyst, she was the cat.
She had a part. But I think something people didn't see, the nigga, the father, mm-hmm. stepfather, he came out the house mm-hmm. and pressed your man with some scissors.
Yeah.
He had scissors in his hand.
Yeah.
And you know, nigga already got the dog in his pocket. You got to know he got it too, because he won't take his hands out of his pocket.
Yeah.
You walked up on that man chest to chest, mm-hmm. body to body, cheek to cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. And pressed that man with some scissors in your hand. I don't know what was said because there was no audio.
There was no audio,
but
I mean, the thing I didn't like was when she was like grabbing on him and stuff.
Yeah.
And you took the attention away from me and him to me and you, and he had enough time. And the other dude had enough time to reach inside and basically had a drop on him. And then the son ran towards the guy with the, oh my God, it was very sloppy.
I looked at that joint too. I don't even think he meant to. I think he was just trying to get up out of there.
Yeah.
Cause he was trying to get around.
He ran in a direction.
Yeah, and he stumbled and dude saw that as a threat. And he was like, I gotta get you too.
And then the lady went back in the apartment and closed the door.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of stuff going on in that situation.
Totally avoidable. Everybody's wrong.
But
if you got
really,
8 kids, tell them to be quiet because people live under you. Don't bring a gun to a noise complaint.
Yeah, and that dude, he, you know, shot cuz in the back, shot his son twice, then stood over the other dude and shot him, like, in the head. That shit was crazy, bro. Rest in peace, everybody involved. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Where does that have on the list?
The jail jump.
Jail.
Yep, that was it. That's the last jump.
Yeah, I didn't see Cassinat in jail, but people said it was entertaining. The stream from
a lot of people hated on that shit. I'm like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Just being in jail is not cool. Mm-hmm. But like, these kids out here is different. Like, mm-hmm. this is what's happened to them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. There's some funny shit happening in the clips that I seen. It was kind of funny. I ain't going to be the hating ass old nigga. Some of that shit was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I ain't going to poo-poo on these young niggas. Fine. Look like they had a good time, and it's better than what the young niggas out here is doing. So.
Oh, wow. The young niggas out here, man.
Woo! Yeah, bro. I'd much rather these niggas watch the jail stream than do some shit that's gonna get your ass smoked or in jail. Because we just had the little 13-year-old eighth grader in D.C. Him and his man was carjacking a nigga who's an off-duty federal security guy. Smoked his ass. So, I mean, jail streams or carjacking, like, that's what we're doing now. So I'd rather my little nigga watch the jail stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do what you gotta do. Keep your ass off the street. I ain't got no problem with it. It was all in good fun, even though jail isn't fun.
Right.
But whatever.
Like, just don't glamorize it. Like I said, I didn't watch the stream because I don't really watch his streams.
No. It was cool watching, like, a lot of the other little internet celebrities join in on the jail, the fresh meat segments. There'd always be somebody new in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would jump in there and have them a little moment, and then they would leave, and it was cool. Yeah.
All right. You know what it's time for now.
What it's time for?
The docket.
What's the docket?
It's time for the docket. All right. So, the docket, on the docket today. Because I haven't really talked to the audience about everything that has been happening in the past 3 years. As you can see, we're in a whole nother space. We're in a whole nother place. And
I did an interview in this fucking, in this room on the other side, though. I did an interview in here that nobody would ever see.
Did I interview you?
No, I interviewed you.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Me and KB, we interviewed you.
Oh, shit. We gotta find that somehow. I don't
You know where it's at.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was this whole big thing that day. It was a lot of fun.
All right. So, like I said, I would like to engage with the audience because I don't want to feel like they're disconnected with us and everything that's going on and everything that has happened. So, let me start at the beginning. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And then he created me. Fast forward. So, back when I was a budding music rapper, you know, I told my manager, I was like, look, I don't necessarily want to perform doing these random shows in North Carolina and Pennsylvania or whatever. Fuck it. I want to do it my way. And that's when I started, like, thinking about podcasting. So I don't know what Super Bowl it was, but it was a Super Bowl where they had a Facebook group commercial. And it was like, you remember that Super Bowl commercial? It was like, there's a group for everything. And I was like, oh, So I put that in my head, and then we would play, me and the guys, we would play basketball, you know, and after the basketball games, we would just talk for hours on end. And I was like, if there's a way we can harness this and turn this into content, it would be dope, right? So, boom, that's when I started podcasting or whatever. And when you start podcasting, for anybody out there that's thinking about podcasting, one of the things you have to do first is knowing what you want to do and knowing where you want to go. So knowing what you want to do is knowing what you want to talk about, knowing who your cast is going to be, knowing their ability, knowing their time ability and their abilities, you know what I'm saying? And work ethic, but you know, you can't really judge that from jump. And where you wanna go, basically where, how far you wanna go, where you see yourself in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, blah, 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 blah. And we all have seen a lot of people fall off, as it were. We don't have to say no names. Because they thought it was gonna go from zero to this in 1 year. No, it doesn't really work like that. You have to nurture. It's like a child. You have to keep feeding it, caring about it, caring about it, caring about it, da, 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 da. And nobody ever mentions the stress that comes along with it, the money that goes into it, the time allotment that goes into it, and then, you know, you're losing relationships with people and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that I do want to make clear is you have to involve your business with people who can separate the business from the friendship. And usually what happens is people can't separate it. So when you lose one, you lose both. So basically that's what happens in podcasting. Because as you can see, over 3 years, we've had several iterations of cast members.
Go back and look. I was like, go back and look. Like, it's up there.
We have several iterations, several places we recorded at, several offices. It's been a wild ride. And you can even ask VMAX, since his, you know, adding him to the roster, there's been even more changes since that. You know what I'm saying? And he can speak to that. Basically, what has happened since then and how far we've came since then. So let me ask you this, feedback.
Yep.
How do you feel about podcasting so far? Or being a podcaster?
It's cool. It's not something I ever thought I would do. Mm-hmm. Like, I first got in this shit, I was like, nigga, I was like, it's like a sixth fucking mic. Which was cool, because like that was my little pocket. Like I you know, this shit started as like, you know, I was talking about some shit I knew about, and then just fucking with the shit, like more than other people clearly, and now it's just us two and this bitch kicking it. Like, it's not just us two. No, that's not just us two. Mm-hmm. It's some shit that you don't see.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's always something you don't see.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I love it. Like, it's unlike any other shit that I've ever done. I don't even do too much talking. And here I am talking to niggas I can't see.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, funny as fuck. It, it's cool. Like niggas have a dream. So, and then
let me ask you this. Where have you seen us gone since your involvement in Fire Squad? Since you've been here to now, what have you noticed has changed?
It's way more focused, for one. Like, a lot of it. It's like naturally, like, it's not even no shade at anybody. But anytime you do something as a collective, like a whole bunch of people, niggas is going to fall off. Because, like, a collective is a product of like one or a few people's like dream or whatever. Man, sometimes the shit just niggas just don't align with that shit. It's gonna fall off, but that shit is a blessing, because niggas fall off, you get more focused. Like, niggas weren't supposed to be here nowhere.
Yeah,
and
a lot of bandwagon shit too.
Yeah, a whole lot. Like, just where this shit started out as, like, just the whole concept. And, she's complaining about me because I was supposed to leave. But just like the whole concept, like where shit started out versus like where it's at now, like niggas just fell off because for one reason or another.
Boy,
and like, hey, bro, because like just speaking to somebody who was in that position where you know, you could have fell off, like it's really not hard. You don't even really have to like give all that much of yourself, but like you just, like if you don't want to do it, then just don't even get into it. Cause you're just wasting your time.
Yeah, man. Look, listen.
It's way more focused. Like, it's I like where it's like we got a direction where shit is, and then where shit is going. Like, it's shit has just been nothing but getting better.
Yeah. And I do appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. This is the first man I ever bought a T-shirt from me.
Still trying to get that T-shirt. Hoodie.
Oh yeah, I got you. Hey, I got you, man. Go. It's coming, man. I got this goddamn merch machine around this bitch somewhere. It's down here somewhere. But yeah, from there to here, basically still have the same mission, you know, still grinding out. And to all the other podcasts out there, if you're just beginning, keep your main thing the main thing.
Just don't mind me.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be where you say you at. You know how that go.
Keep the main thing the main thing. Try to keep a concise amount of hands in the pot, because more hands in the pot means more people think they deserve to stir. Damn, I need to stop rapping.
Hey, nigga, that's a bar.
I need to stop rapping. Yeah, and just stay focused, man, and keep grinding, because ain't nobody going to give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. Yeah. So, anything else, people?
Nah, man, that was it. That's
everything.
Yeah, that was the docket. Like,
that's the docket.
But oh, shit is just better.
But the thing,
I still love all of y'all.
Yeah, but I want to thank all y'all. Thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. The people, you know, still fucking with the gang, still fucking with me and B-Mac and Nova and CJ and Tech Nigga and all the other people. You know what I'm saying? The new cast members.
Tech Knight.
Tech Knight. Why you call him that? Why you call him that? That has implications.
Tech Nigga.
Yeah. Certified Tech Nigga. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's everything. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoking Fire. I be your host, LK the God, the Deity the Mogul. I've been here with the co-host with the mo-host.
Falcons lost.
Damn.
To the third string quarterback.
Damn.
All right.
Be mad.
Don't say nothing about the Falcons next week. Don't put them in my name, none of that.
Come on, bro, you fucking man.
Season over.
Shouts to B Mac.
We lost Mac to Josh Easy. Dobbs. Nigga been there for 4 days.
Yeah, that is crazy. Shouts to Nova.
Fuck this, I'm gone, bro.
Shouts to Dab Daddy Don. Follow us everywhere. Linktree.com/FIYASQUAD. Leave a like, comment, subscribe, tell your friends about Fire Squad. That's everything. Thank you. Tell us when you love them, gang.
Woohoo!